Welcome to the KOXC 2025 Central Texas High School Football on the Road Report, sponsored by Sonic Drive-Ins. Hello, everybody. This is Mike Black. Today we are in Bangs, Texas, speaking with Colton Buzzard, head coach of the Bangs Dragons. And, Coach, if you're hungry today and you go to Sonic, what you going to get?
I'll probably get me a chili coney. So I love the foot-long coney over there.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I like that. Okay, Coach, now in your second year in Bangs, last year you came in near the end of the school year in April, so you didn't have a lot of time to implement your program, but now you've been here a full year. And how far along are you in getting the program in place?
Being able to establish your offense and defense is a hard task to get done in a short period of time. And so having a year with these kiddos and really earning their trust during the off-season workouts, summer workouts, is it's going to pay off tremendously. I'm just super proud with the progress we've made over this year that I've been here, and super excited to see where that leads us.
Yeah, it's a lot of mental and physical programs you have to put in place, a new offense, a new defense. It takes a while.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new language for these kiddos. You come in and you're teaching them a whole new language, and it could be something entirely different than what they've learned their whole lives. So it takes a while to adapt, and we've done a really good job at adapting and teaching these kids how to learn the terminology and what we're looking for on offense and defensive standpoint.
A new program really starts in junior high. Let's talk about the junior high program. And I believe you had a Little Dragon football camp this year, 7th through 9th grades. Tell us about all that.
Yeah, our junior high program last year was really successful. Those kids bought into the summertime, and that's a testament to their parents, buying into the system and the culture that I'm trying to build here. And so we had really good success last year in 7th and 8th graders, and little kids camp, it just carried over to that. We had really, really good numbers in that camp, and so super excited for the future Dragons and what we have to offer.
Who are your assistant coaches this year?
Assistant coach-wise, so offense coordinator is Coach Rusty Buzzard, my dad. Having him on staff has been tremendous. Offensive line coach is Coach Galloway, and receivers coach is Coach Newton. Defense coordinator is Malcolm Carpenter. Him coming on last year and really learning what I'm looking for defensively, because I've been more of a defensive mindset, coach, has been helpful. And then I got Coach Brock, which has 27-plus years of coaching experience. He's coaching our linebackers. Coach Lewis is coaching our defensive ends. And Coach Bechtel is going to be coaching our secondary. So very blessed to have these coaches on staff and with their experience. It's one of the best here in the state of Texas.
Well, it sounds like it. There's also another group of folks that help on the program that don't get much attention. It's the student managers and trainers. I know they're really important. Tell us about those young folks and the job they do for you.
Yeah, so we got two student managers. We got Claire and Cheyenne. They're up here early in the morning helping getting water for the guys. And then we have our filmers. We got Jace Kelly and Sam Harvey. So without having film and practice, it's really hard to make those adjustments and make those changes to what you're looking for. So, shout out to those guys. They help run this thing with us. So they're very special to have.
Yeah, they are important. Well, last year, Bangs didn't win state, didn't win district, but nobody expected you to. Dragons did finish underwater, but a few of those losses were close. You were just a few points away from 500 for the first year. It's not bad. What was your assessment of last year?
It was more of a mental toughness thing. Coming in, trying to change the mental side of things is tough in the first year. And earning those guys' trust is hard. So, we had a lot of learning curves, but the guys coming back this year, I feel like I've earned their trust, and they've, I've earned theirs, and they've earned mine. So, it works both ways. We just had a great off season. So I feel like learning from last year on what we want to get done and how we need to do it is going to be keys to our success this year.
Tell us, who are going to be some of your key players this year on offense and defense?
There's a lot of them, so I might miss a couple, but leading the offense and our quarterback Hunter Withers, he's just one of those guys that you look for to be your leader, just your overall just leader of men. I feel like he's going to do a really good job when he leaves us. That's a testament to his parents and the community of Bangs, as well as like Casey Tidwell. He's a great leader as well. He's going to be our running back. linebacker. And we got Jackson Edmiston, Alicio Rivas. Those guys are going to be some of the other running backs, as well as our offensive line. I mean, our offensive line are big. Keane Kelly, Damien Huspeth, Roy Duran, Kaysen Klutz, Chase Duncan. And then, you know, we have a lot of other guys that are really pushing for those positions, like Bryce Shane and Caleb Wagner, Colton Wagner. So we have a lot of guys that are trying to get those positions. And then the tight end position, Joaquin Rubio, Ryan Alcorum, Rooster Laughlin. Those are some key guys right there, tight end. At the wideout position, you got Connor Bible, Jaden Robinson, Braxton Womack, Rex Guerrero. You know, you got Michael Parrott, he's just one of those tough kids. So, I mean, we got a lot of guys, a lot of weapons, and there's a lot of leaders on the field, and that's what I'm excited about most.
Are you heavy on seniors this year, or is it more of a younger team?
Yeah, we are. We are pretty senior heavy. I think we have about 16 seniors on this team. And so anytime you have that many seniors, it's good to have that type of leadership, that kind of experience. You know, and then we have a lot of juniors, a lot of sophomores. So, I mean, it's going to be predominantly a more experienced team than we were last year.
Every year your first game is the cross-county rival early, this year a game being played in early. Those W's go back and forth, but that's always a fun game.
Yeah, you know, Coach Wilson, I know he's going to do a good job over there getting those guys prepared, getting them ready. So we just got to make sure we're on our toes, and we our game plan is bulletproof, because he's going to figure out a way to manipulate the game, and that's the game of football is, you know, it's a chess match, who can beat who and who's got their kids ready during game time. So it's going to be fun, it's going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to it.
After the early game, you'll have the same four pre-district opponents as last year: Merkle, Grape Creek, Abilene, TLCA, Colorado City. Last year you went 2-2 in pre-district, but the two losses were close games. This year with an improved Dragon team, a little luck, you may get some extra W's, but you know the main thing is to prepare for district.
Yeah, you know, pre-district schedule, you obviously want to win those games and build that kind of culture and that mindset. So we'll just take it one week at a time. Right now we're focused on Valley Mills, which is our scrimmage, and we just want to have success and keep getting better. I tell the kids, if we can get 1% better each day, and then by the time those games really matter, which is district, then we'll be okay.
What will you be looking for in pre-district games? What will you be working on?
You know, just overall, just execution. Pre-snap penalties killed us last year in pre-district, and so we want to eliminate those pre-snap penalties and make sure we're executing, stepping with the correct foot, and you know, just executing what the game plan is.
District 5-2A Division 1, you got DeLeon, Hamilton, Coleman, Ballinger, Heiko. There's not a bad team in there, Coach, and Bangs should be better this year too. It's not going to be an easy district run, though, is it?
No, each week is going to be tough. It's going to have its own battles. You know, I feel like, you know, there's probably three district games last year that we competed well in the first half and just, you know, didn't have that mindset to finish the game. And so, you know, I feel like we're gonna test those guys, and it's going to be fun when we get there.
In your district, DeLeon's ranked number 11 in the state this year, and Hamilton's number 13. You expect them to take two playoff spots. That would leave Coleman, Ballinger, Heiko, and Bangs fighting for two other playoff spots. I see a food fight there. I see it wide open. What do you see?
Oh, you know, I'm going to take it one game at a time. You know, yeah, the preseason predictions aren't always correct, so you never know. Not saying that DeLeon or Hamilton aren't going to be where they are. I mean, they are great teams. They're led by, you know, good coaches, and same with Coleman, Heiko, and Hamilton, Ballinger. So it all depends on how things roll, and so I don't like to predict anything. I just want to take one week at a time and keep getting better, and then you keep getting better, those wins will take care of themselves.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Coach, good luck this year, and let's have some fun.
I appreciate it. Go Dragons.
Thanks, Coach. That's Colton Buzzard, head coach of the Bangs Dragons. This is Mike Blagg with your Sonic On The Road report on KOXE 101.3.